It's good to be here tonight. It's good to see everyone here. God gave the children of Israel many commandments about the way they were supposed to sacrifice to Him. Christ made these sacrifices no longer necessary by giving Himself for a perfect sacrifice to cleanse us from our sins. Out of love to Christ for what He has done for us, we have a sacrifice we should give back to Him. Throughout the Old Testament, we read about the sacrifices God required. Not only were these sacrifices required under the law that He gave to Moses, but He also required some sacrifices before that law was instituted. Cain and Abel are one of those examples before the law was instituted. From their example, we can see that sacrifices were wanted from the beginning. In Genesis 4, verses 3 through 7, Genesis chapter 4, verses 3 through 7, "And in process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock, and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel unto his offering, but unto Cain unto his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him." God wanted sacrifice. Cain and Abel knew this, otherwise they wouldn't have sacrificed to God. God must have had some sort of guideline, or He would not have rebuked Cain for his offering. Most of the sacrifice done in the Old Testament was done under the law of Moses, what we call the law of Moses. They were required under that law. One of the offerings that was required under the law of Moses was the burnt offering. It was offered continually at the door of the tabernacle as a sweet savor to God. Exodus 29, verse 42. Exodus chapter 29, verse 42. "This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord, where I will meet you, to speak there unto thee." The priests were always offering a sacrifice at the door of the tabernacle, and then at the door of the temple once it was built. This sacrifice was appeasement to God for the sins of the people that happened throughout the day. The trespass offering was offered whenever anyone sinned. Leviticus 5, verses 14 through 16. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, If a soul commit a trespass and sin through ignorance in the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring for his trespass unto the Lord a ram without blemish out of the flocks, with thy estimation by shekels of silver, after the shekel of the sanctuary, for a trespass offering. And he shall make amends for the harm that he hath done in the holy thing, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto the priest, and the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall be forgiven him." This trespass offering was for forgiveness of sin. Now when we look through both these passages, we can see that it tells them to offer it without blemish. But what does without blemish mean? In Deuteronomy 15, verse 21, we can find a definition of blemish and what a blemish is. Deuteronomy 15, and verse 21, "And if there be any blemish therein, as if it be lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God." So anything wrong with an animal is a blemish. So if they were sick, if they had any broken bones, anything, it was a blemish in the animal. These were not to be offered to God. And in Malachi 1, we see God rebuking the people for offering blemish sacrifices to Him. In Malachi chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, and then verses 13 through 14. "A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is mine honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear, saith the Lord of hosts unto you, O priest, that despise my name? And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? Ye offer polluted bread upon mine altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. And if ye offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if ye offer the lame and sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto thy governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person, saith the Lord of hosts? And then verse 13. Ye said also, behold, what a weariness is it! And ye have snuffed at it, saith the Lord of hosts. And ye brought that which was torn, and the lame, and the sick. Thus ye brought an offering. Should I accept this of your hand, saith the Lord? But cursed be the deceiver which hath in his flock a male, and voweth and sacrificeth unto the Lord, a corrupt thing. For I am a great king, saith the Lord of hosts, and my name is dreadful among the heathen. These people were not giving their best. They saw us sacrificing to God as a burden. The word snuffed in verse 13 means no respect. People were not giving respect to God. Do we sometimes do the same thing? Do we save our best effort for ourselves to do what we want and not to serve God? God also does not accept sacrifice that is done in a way that is only because we know we're supposed to. Isaiah 1, verses 10 through 17. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. Hear the word of the Lord, ye rulers of Sodom. Give ear unto the law of our God, ye people of Gomorrah. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams, and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks, or of lambs, or of he goats. When ye come to appear before me, who hath required this at your hand to tread my courts? Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity. Even the solemn meeting, your new moons and your appointed feasts, my soul hateth. They are a trouble unto me. I am weary to bear them. And when ye spread forth your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. Yea, when ye make many prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, plead for the widow. Because these people were not offering sacrifices with the correct mindset, their offerings were useless. They were doing it with no love and no respect to God. Are we any different? Do we sometimes just run through the motions, not pay attention to what we're praying, what we're singing? Christ became the complete sacrifice. Put away all these sacrifices. He came to earth and gave himself. 1 John 3 and verse 16 says that he showed his love by his selfless sacrifice. 1 John 3, verse 16. Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. We need to have a selfless attitude toward our brethren in Christ. Not necessarily physically laying down our lives for them, but spiritually and physically helping them to do whatever they need to do. Christ sacrificed does not only remove the need for animal sacrifices, it also delivers us from sin. In Galatians 1 and verse 4, Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father. Christ made his sacrifice to help us, not himself. Christ could conclude the needs for the Old Testament sacrifices because his sacrifice was perfect. Christ is compared to an Old Testament lamb that has no blemish whatsoever. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 19, 1 Peter 1, verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Verse 18 of the same chapter talks about not being redeemed by earthly wealth. Christ's sacrifice was not like earthly ransoms. Think about two warring kingdoms. One has something that is of great value to them, and the other kingdom comes and takes that away. Well, that kingdom that took it puts a ransom on it. They say, okay, you're going to pay money in order to get this back. The other kingdom is going to pay that if they really want that object. But if they pay it and get it back, that other kingdom can still come and try to take it away again. Christ's sacrifice is not like that. He ransomed us, and it's a full ransom. It's not going to ever be taken away. He's not going to need to die again. Christ was not without spot physically. You know, in 1 Peter 1:19, it talked about him being like a lamb without blemish and without spot. This was not a physical blemish that it's talking about. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Because Christ had not sinned, he was without blemish spiritually, he was able to cleanse us from our sin. When we are baptized and allow Christ to cleanse us, we have our own sacrifices that we have to make. And our sacrifice is not much different from the sacrifices we have already looked at. We are even seen as a priesthood in 1 Peter 2 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, an holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, there was a priesthood that offered the sacrifices for the people. We have become a spiritual priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices to God. Like the burnt sacrifice that was instituted in the law that was given to Moses, our sacrifice is a continual sacrifice. But unlike that sacrifice, our sacrifice is a living sacrifice. In Romans 12 and verse 1, Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Paul wrote to the church at Rome, telling them to offer their whole being to God as a living sacrifice. They needed to give all that they had to God. In order to serve effectively and give our living sacrifice, we must forget our own wants and needs and serve Christ. Philippians 1, verses 20 through 21. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Paul said he wanted to live for Christ. And he wanted to magnify Christ, whether during his life or in his death. Our sacrifices, like the sacrifices in the Old Testament, also need to be without blemish. We need to do whatever we do as if we are doing it to God. In Colossians 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, and verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. If you'll think back to Malachi 1, which we read earlier, God talked about how a blemish sacrifice was not pleasing to Him. Our spiritual sacrifice cannot be half-hearted. We must give everything we can to God. Jesus talked about a way that our sacrifice could become displeasing to God. He used a parable of the Pharisee and the publican to convey this idea. In Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. Luke chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. This Pharisee was just talking. He wasn't doing any good to himself, and he wasn't doing his service for the right reason. He was wanting to lift himself up in the eyes of his fellow men and not serve God. Old Testament sacrifices were supposed to be made without blemish. Christ's sacrifice ended all of the Old Testament sacrifices, but presented a spiritual way to sacrifice. Our personal sacrifices, like the ones of the Old Testament, should be given without blemish to the best of our ability. We must never fall into the habit of just going through the motions and not thinking about what we are actually doing. If we do not give our best or give our sacrifice in the right frame of mind, we will be displeasing to God. Tonight, if you want to be baptized, to start offering those spiritual sacrifices to God. Or if you've already been baptized and you are having a hard time serving God or paying attention to what you are doing serving God, we ask you to come forward and be seated on one of these front pews while we stand and sing.